Chapter 1, Joy to the World. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. We sing it every year at Christmas. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. We sing it happily, sincerely, and faithfully, for we are committed to the good news it announces. The first word declares its theme, on the highest note of the hymn, and invites us to proclaim its message with gusto. Its descending, then rising melody mimics the coming of Christ from heaven to earth, and the lifting up of praise from men to God for the gift of salvation and joy. The thrice repeated last line of each stanza lends a tone of earnestness and sincerity to our singing. We really mean this. It is perhaps the best known and among the best loved of all the many and glorious Christmas carols. But familiarity with this wonderful Isaac Watts hymn, while it may not breed contempt, can cause us to overlook the power and implications of those beloved lyrics. As we sing Joy to the World, do we merely indulge the fleeting delight it conjures, or do we also consider the wonder, implications, hope, and joy those four stanzas declare? Joy to the World is not simply a narrative of divine mercy for sorrowing sinners, a theology of grace in song, proclaiming good news for the world in the coming of Jesus Christ. It is that, of course. But careful consideration of these stanzas reveals a compact and concise precis of the Christian life, an announcement concerning cosmic renewal, and a summons to a life of joyous witness, lived and proclaimed. Let's take a closer look. Joy to the world. The message of Christmas is one of joy, which is the defining chord and key of the Christian life. We tend to think of our lives as believers in terms of forgiveness of sins, assurance of eternal life, peace amid the vicissitudes and tumult of daily living, and welcome comfort, happiness, and love. We even know intermittent seasons of joy, as at Christmas time when we sing Joy to the World and other familiar carols and hymns. But the essential message of the Christian life is all of those and more at the same time. The angel who announced the birth of Jesus Christ precisely described the essence of what was in store for those who followed Jesus. I bring you good tidings of great joy. The Christian life is joy, the joy Jesus glimpsed as he went to the cross that sustained him through all his betrayal and suffering, and in which he now dwells at the right hand of God. Joy is the consequence of entering the kingdom of God. Romans 14, verses 17 and 18. In that realm, seated with the bringer of joy, Ephesians 2, 6 and Psalm 16, verse 11, we lay aside our old lives and are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus. Thus we immerse in his peace that passes understanding, and we know joy, an affection so completely satisfying that it can only be grounded in eternal, unchanging verities. Joy is what all know who receive their King, who prepare room in their heart for him to unpack the wonders of his love. And joy is what the gospel intends for all people. Joy to the earth. The joy that comes with the gospel is cosmic in scope and transformative in power. God so loved the world that he sent Jesus for its redemption, John 3:16. The whole world suffers under the burden of humankind's sin, groaning and travailing in waste, rot, and death, even as it strains to renew itself and glorify God. Romans 8, verses 19 through 22, and Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. No wonder the fields, floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the joy of God's redeeming grace unleashed for all creation's renewing. Psalm 96, verses 11 through 13. The joy which infects those who receive the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ causes them to see creation and all culture in an entirely new light. Whereas formerly such things were merely taken for granted and used as we saw fit, now they are received as gifts and servants of the joy-giving God, to be redeemed, renewed, and redeployed with joy to the praise of His glorious grace. The joy of the Christian is good news for the earth and its creatures and culture. Sins and sorrows no more. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3, verse 8. The devil led Adam and Eve to sin, and Jesus came to undo that work. The sin of Adam and Eve spread to the entire cosmos, all human culture, and every society, tribe, and nation. Jesus came to undo that work. The joy of the gospel involves a great reversal of everything that brings misery, hurt, pain, sorrow, disappointment, despair, and death to human beings. Jesus said that knowing Him liberates people from the power of the devil and the sorrowful, sinful life of rebellion and disobedience against God. John 8, verse 32. Wherever the bringer of joy imparts His great gift, the beneficiaries of that joy extend its power to the environment in which they live, move, and have their being. The blessings of joy that believers know in Jesus Christ begin to be known in every area of their lives. Sin is resisted and overthrown. Sorrows are wrapped in unshakable kingdom joy and borne with dignity and rejoicing. Like some reversed Pigpen, the Peanuts character who, even in the snows of Christmas, exudes a cloud of dust wherever he goes, Christians are a fragrance of righteousness, peace, and joy to everyone they meet, and they leave the stamp and evidence of these kingdom virtues and affections in every place they inhabit. He rules the world. The joy Jesus brings to the world flows from the truth and grace of God, the truth about sin and salvation, and the grace to overcome the former and bestow the latter. We have joy because we know the truth that sets us free from the lie of thinking we know better than God how we ought to live. See Romans 1, verses 18 and following. We have joy because we know only grace is sufficient to redeem and save us and to keep and grow us in the experience of joy. And because we know truth and grace and the joy these bring, we are urgent that our neighbors, friends, co-workers, and complete strangers should hear the truth, experience the grace and joy, and thus be piqued to receive the King and bringer of joy as their true and only hope. For a day is coming when He who rules the world with truth and grace will judge all people by this same scepter. They who will not heed the truth and enter the grace will be lost in the lie and the bitterness of self-absorption and death forever. We proclaim a King and kingdom like nothing that can be known anywhere else, a King and kingdom of joy. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. The intent of the incarnation is joy. The experience of knowing Jesus, the bringer of joy, is joy. And the blessing and message they who know that joy bring to the world is the blessing and message of joy.